MW. All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Radio Hut here on Dakota Avenue. Fog starting to lift here. Got some sunshine and 58 degrees. Every Wednesday, chat with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Always get great information on this segment. Talking with Kim on the phone with me this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, October is Fall Prevention Month, and we're not just talking September, and we're not talking...
We're ending the September Fall Prevention Month.
Got it. Okay, now I'm up to speed here. Well, talk to us about fall prevention and what we can do to prevent nasty tumbles here.
Right. So as we end up, we just want to make sure know Fall Prevention Month was this in September, and falls aren't an inevitable part of aging. Like, it's just there. It's a natural thing that occurs, but it can be prevented or we can help prevent the degree of a fall, right?
Right.
Some of that is, like, make sure you stay physically active as we age. We want to make sure we're managing health conditions, watching what we have in our homes, so home safety modifications. So when you look at that, that's a lot about, like, the scatter rugs that we have all over, if we have cords laying all over, the clutter of a house on the floor, making sure that as we age, we're getting those regular health checkups. And just because these falls are a significant cause of injuries, hospitalizations, and even fatalities in our elderly population.
Right.
Falls can be a great thing for that. So we just want to make sure that we're at OSPTI, which we can help with, you know, managing all that, keeping you physically active while you're building that strength to help improve the balance. So there are a number of things we can use, like when we're doing some standing activities, we'll do them on uneven surfaces. Because you think about the ground, even walking across the ground or walking on a sidewalk, it's not always a level surface. So we want to work on building that strength on those uneven surfaces to simulate that. Also working on, should a person take a tumble at home, are you able to get up from the ground yourself? You know, so there's different things to teach of, you know, whether you fall and hurt get hurt, but yet we want to make sure that you can get up and get yourself to help. So teaching you how to recover from a fall and get yourself up from the floor in case you need to crawl and ask for help or find help and there's no one close to you. So really working on that strength. Some other risk factors that we want to take in consideration is there's different, if a person is vitamin D deficient, there's different medications that will have side effects for balance. If a person has any vision problems or foot pain, just basic foot pain, because then we're not walking normally. We're kind of slow at it. We stumble. We don't pick up our feet if we're having any of that pain.
Sure.
But really working on that lower body weakness, if there is any, and working on that balance to improve that balance is just a key in helping prevent those falls that are happening.
Hey, Kim, you mentioned, like, medications, too, and that can have effect on a person's balance, too. What about just general aging, even without the medication? General aging, does our equilibrium change, or are there some things that could affect us there just with aging?
Yes, and there is. I mean, our center of gravity's change as we get older, you know, or, you know, depending on, too, if we've had a surgery or even a weight gain or a weight loss, our centers of gravity change in a person, too, which can also cause us to not feel that balance in our body.
Right.
So just being aware of that and then dealing with that as we need to, like working on those different things, getting our body used to working on the imbalances that we have
sure.
can change that also.
Right. Because when I was in my 20s, I could walk a tightrope. Not so much anymore. Okay, yeah.
Things you don't think you could walk a tightrope?
No. Things have definitely changed there. Again, Kim, great information talking Fall Prevention Month, which is September, so we're kind of coming to the end of it. Kim, if people
are coming to the end, yes.
If people have any questions, what is your number there at OSPTI?
You can reach us at 218-641-7725, or we're also online and Facebook.
All right. Kim, appreciate you. Thank you so much, and have a good rest of the week. We'll talk next Wednesday.
You too. Thanks.
That is Kim from OSPTI talking fall prevention. And we talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.